Cairo Radio was paid a fee to air the following program. All information discussed on the following program is for general information purposes only and does not constitute legal advice or create an attorney-client relationship. Prior to acting on any legal matter, you should seek legal advice from a qualified legal attorney who can evaluate your situation and advise you accordingly.
Welcome to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH. Your Partner in Law is brought to you in part by the law firm Gregorick & Associates PLLC. Charting your course to a secure future, Your Partner in Law starts now. Here's your host, Rick Gregorick.
Good morning, Seattle, and welcome to Your Partner in Law. I'm attorney Rick Gregorick from the law firm of Gregorick & Associates. You can find us at rjglegal.com. And, of course, for Your Partner in Law, yourpartnerinlaw.com. Hey, we're in the studio this morning, as we are every Sunday morning for nearly the last several decades, Ted. We've got Ted Hansen today, and we've got some great news. What's our great news, Ted?
Well, Rick, it's about time to get this event season started in earnest, I believe.
It's right. It's retirement roundtable. It's
right.
Coming back for the fourth year. Hey, this is our most popular event we do all year. It's October 5th. This is our fourth year. It's over at the really great convention center there, Meidenbauer Center. Right there at Bellevue. It's a half day of learning. It's going to be from 9 in the morning to 3. We've got a great panel of speakers lined up and still lining up a few more and getting that all squared away. But this is such an exciting event, and I know many of you are looking forward to it. We get emails and messages coming in rather frequently. When is it? When's it coming up? You know, we missed last year's. And so here it is, and it's coming up October 5th. You can get your tickets today. There are discounted tickets available. Now, this event, it's half a day. It's at Meidenbauer Center, and it's all about our family wealth system. And we're going to teach about the integration of the various components of estate and elder planning. So we've got finance. We've got home care, senior home care. We've got, you know, out-of-home care. We've got
Independent fiduciaries.
We've got reverse mortgages. We've got long-term care insurance. Oh, my goodness, there's so many different things. And then how do you do your financing? And for the fourth year running, we've got Tom Koch from Vestry coming back. Congratulations to Tom and Vestry. They just celebrated their 10th year. It seems like just yesterday they were sitting in my office talking about starting
literally
a new
sitting in your office.
Literally. quite literally.
Yeah.
And it's really an honor and a privilege to be affiliated with them as a team member. I mean, we have no financial remunerations or anything like that between us, but we have practiced for nearly 20 years the integration of people's financial planning and their estate planning. And Tom is a great teacher. In fact, he's a college professor, no less. He teaches financial planning at Northwest University right here.
Fascinating to listen to.
Right in Kirkland. He's got the thing. So he's going to be presenting the science of investing. Folks, it is a science. It is things we can apply mathematics to. It is things where there are certain things you can do that are objective in your investing rather than subjective.
That's right.
And emotional. If you learn that at the event, and oh my goodness, it's just amazing. When I learned this of what Tom will be teaching you, I learned this probably 16, 18 years ago. And for me, it was really mind-blowing because it was taking everything that I had learned in my college education, and I have a master's degree in finance, and so I'd studied this stuff, and yet what I was being taught in school was very different than what I first heard from Paul Merriman, which was Tom's predecessor and, dare I say, mentor. I think Tom would agree with that.
Yep.
And it was just eye-opening, and it began to make me question everything that I had learned academically. And interestingly enough, the founders of Dimensional Fund Advisors, which is a mutual fund company, They're the ones who have really coined scientific and academic investing, using the numbers, going back to sound fundamentals for investing that are born out of education and time-proven methods.
Yep.
And the professors—
It's learning about Wall Street, not following Wall Street.
Right. And the professors who started this Dimensional Funds group were Nobel Prize laureates, Ted, in both finance and economics. And so some brilliant men. And they were concerned way back in 1975, 1976, that perhaps the education system, our universities, were not necessarily teaching the students, you know, proper financial management and the proper dynamics of the market, but rather certain various techniques that Wall Street was wanting us to teach that really led to manipulation and, you know, a lot of deception.
Yeah. And I think that goes on today.
By goodness, it's hyper prevalent today. I mean, Ted, here's a good example. The insurance industry today is salivating over some proposed regulations going through Congress right now called the SECURE Act. And this deals with our IRA accounts. And there are some restrictions in place today, dare I say, protective provisions in the IRAs that prevent certain types of annuities and things of that nature inside of your plan. So an annuity, as we know, is an insurance product. Well, this new act will greatly expand the opportunity for insurance companies to sell annuities to IRA plan or participants.
Yep. And dare I say, they will have quite a few
takers. And what I can say is, folks, before you ever do something like that, please learn about the science of investing.
Right.
Come on out to Retirement Roundtable, October 5th. Get your tickets today at yourpartnerinlaw.com. The discounted tickets always sell out rather quickly. So don't say, oh, I'll hang out a few weeks. You know, folks,
we only have so many of these.
Tickets are nominal in price. At the event, of course, Meidenbauer charges probably $15-18 to park. Your parking is completely paid for, and you're also going to get a gourmet box lunch. We always get great rave reviews. I mean, they just really do a great job on these. And
it's a nice venue. It's convenient for most people, right off the freeway.
It's super. We're going to have some refreshments. Yeah. We're going
to
have
a fight to park.
You got your food. You got your parking paid for. So it's a day of learning.
It's a bargain.
Come to learn.
Yeah.
It is it's an absolute steal, and many of these people, you've heard us on the radio now for months, years for some of us. And so come on out and meet us. We enjoy meeting you, and we always have a good time. It's a really good event where it's no hassle, no pressure. There's no credit card machines and big lines to, you know, swindle you out of your money, get you all jacked up and say, oh, boy, boy, today in the back of the room, we got the credit card. None of that's going to happen.
That's right.
None of this is going to happen. And on top of that, we're going to have some drawings, you know, keep it fun.
Oh, yeah,
All the drawings are fun. We give them out throughout the day. And then we've got a couple of, you know, kind of grand prizes, some nicer ones. See, I don't want to, you know, last year it was awesome. We didn't know until the very end what our grand prize was going to be. We kind of kept it secret, but we had a great Seahawks ticket package.
It was awesome.
I wanted to keep it for myself.
I think maybe you did. I'm not sure.
No, I didn't. We gave it out.
So the other good news is the Huskies are at Stanford that weekend, so you're not going to miss a home game.
Hey, there you go.
That's some planning for you, right?
We do our best. So October 5th, folks, we got Retirement Roundtable. It's back for the fourth year. And if you can't tell, I'm kind of stoked about this. I'm excited. It's kind of fun. And this event we enjoy more than any other event we do during the year because we get to meet so many of you in a casual environment. And, you know, most of our staff will be out there, so you get to meet a lot of us. You get to, you know, sit down and jawbone with Ted, which, you know, if you need to laugh or a good story,
always fun.
He's always there.
Always fun.
Of course, we got Scott.
Scott
won't be telling you any jokes.
Yeah,
I don't know.
He won't be.
But Scott's a great attorney. Come on out and pick his brain. And one of the things Scott brings to the party for us, I mean, I consider Gregorick & Associates a planning firm. We help people plan their personal lives, their business lives, lives as investors, and, you know, help figure all that out. Scott supports that process in a non-tangential way, perhaps, that Scott's focus in his career has been more litigation, or what I like to call conflict resolution, because, you know, conflict resolution is a much more descript term, and that very few of these issues ever really go to trial. What happens in reality, it's what we call a motion practice, or it's a back and forth, it's an argument on paper going back and forth between the parties. And Scott has become an exceptionally good litigator within the context of estate and elder planning and vulnerable adults. And we don't have a great depth of that in the legal community within the entire Seattle market, where litigators are, A, both a good litigator, but also understand the backdrop of their clientele in the estate and elder planning world. We're oftentimes dealing, in fact, almost exclusively dealing with diminished capacity, claims of undue influence, claims of financial abuse under powers of attorney, or just plain old
theft. We get these things once a week usually.
At least. And calls. And Scott has been, very successful in helping people, especially those who have really been dumped on by this type of thing, and get them back in a position of, for many of them, it's getting into a safe position where their monies are secured and they're safe from certain types of behaviors.
Sometimes it takes that kind of activity to get things right.
This year, out at Retirement Roundtable, Scott's going to be talking about those, and that's going to be a new session that we put out about trying to make sure that when you put your estate and elder law plan together, when you assemble this and when you're talking with your attorney, that you're considering conflict resolution within your plan. This is critical, folks, because when you are setting up your plan, you can do these things. And we're going to pick up on that right after this short break, and we'll begin taking your calls at 888-973-5476, 888-973-5476. Your Partner in Law. We will be right back.
Sometimes big events in your life all of a sudden cause you to wake up and realize you should start planning for the future. I lost my dad a little over a year ago to cancer, and I remember thinking to myself, I should probably have a will or trust. So I called Rick Gregorek. Now, the reason I called Rick Gregorek is because I've been listening to him on Cairo Radio on Sunday mornings, and the guy is an absolute expert. I sat down with him. I explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or charitable trust, real estate, taxes. It was so complicated. I was so glad I had Rick right there to walk me through the whole process. So be proactive. Take control of your life right now. Go meet with Rick Gregorek and schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show like I do, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Schedule a meeting with my estate planner, Rick Gregorek, at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
One of the biggest mistakes you can make heading into retirement is not planning for the high cost of an extended healthcare situation. A lot of people assume they have enough money saved only to watch everything they've worked hard for get whittled down to nothing from the ongoing costs of a long-term care situation. Don't make this mistake. By putting a long-term care plan in place, you guarantee yourself a source of funds to pay for care when needed, and you also know you won't become a burden on your family. Do what my wife and I did. Go learn all about the new long-term care plans offered by 525 Advisors. These new plans protect your savings, protect your family, and pay your estate back if you never use them. Learn more by attending one of the upcoming classes taught by Brian Ott, who's the host of Long-Term Care Radio right here on Cairo. Brian's last class in August is this coming Monday, the 19th, in Bellevue. Seating is limited, so sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. Classes are free, and you'll even get a copy of Brian's book. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
Have you ever wondered what would happen to you or your loved ones or your business if you were incapacitated tomorrow or if you died prematurely? None of us plan on it, but not addressing these issues can be catastrophic to your finances, your family, and your business. Hi, this is attorney Rick Gregorek, host of Your Partner in Law, right here on Cairo Radio every Sunday morning at 8. Elder or estate planning is necessary for all of us, regardless of our wealth or lack of wealth. So whether your estate is large or small, you simply must have a proper legal life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your business. For your free estate or elder law planning consultation, give us a call today at 425-284-3450. At Gregorick & Associates, my staff and I will take the time necessary to understand your needs and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Call us today at 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450, or go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Now back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
All righty. You know, listen to rock and roll, Ted. We lost one of the icons of the 60s with the passing of Easy Rider's Peter Fonda. Yeah, what can you say about Peter Fonda?
You know what? I took me a long time, but I finally watched that movie like a year or so ago, and I wondered why I'd never watched it before. But it was actually quite entertaining. You know, it was the breakout role for Jack Nicholson, and of course, Dennis Hopper did a tremendous job in that movie, and Peter Fonda, of course, rounded it out. It was an interesting watch, let's put it that way. And it's been a number of years. That was probably came out probably in the early 70s, right? Maybe even before that.
Oh, Easy Rider was in the 60s.
And I think perhaps the 60s. And
yeah.
It took me in the 2000s to watch it.
Yeah, somebody call us and tell us what date Easy Rider came out. But Easy Rider as a movie was the first movie in history to be set to a rock and roll, a current rock and roll music theme.
Yeah.
So they're going to use all existing current rock and roll to be the backdrop for Easy Rider. And there was this group of fellas sitting under a tree one day, a guy named Roger McGuinn, a guy named Bob Dylan, a guy named Peter Fonda, and oh golly, the list goes on, all these people from the 60s that we've all grew up with. And they were sitting around talking about this new great movie going to be coming up that they were going to be doing. And the five of them said, you know, this is really great that we're using all current rock and roll and everything, but this really needs a theme song.
Yes.
And so Roger McGuinn, who many of you may remember as the founder of the Byrds, the greatest, you know, one of the greatest 12-string guitar players of all time outside of Pete Seeger. He learned from Pete Seeger. And them and Bob Dylan and all these guys, Crosby was there and that. And they sat there under the tree. In one afternoon, they wrote the Ballad of Easy Rider to be the theme song for the movie, which has obviously became iconic for the 60s. And so from our perspective, Ted, I think what's going to be interesting as the news unveils is the what was the estate plan of Mr. Peter Fonda? Because it's going to be interesting because, I mean, he's been somewhat of a recluse pretty much for his life. I mean, he's he never left the 60s, I think, after he began to drop acid and things of that nature. He probably, you know, he was pretty reclusive. And I think he always was in the shadow of his father, of course, and then he was always someone's sister.
Yeah, that's right.
And I know he had challenges with that, but
yeah,
it'll be interesting to see what Easy Rider's estate plan was like.
Yeah.
Because I have, you know, I something tells me he had a couple of bucks.
Uh-huh.
I'm just guessing. I don't know.
I would imagine.
I have no idea.
Certainly, he probably inherited something.
Got a beautiful spread up there in the mountains,
yeah,
and, you know. So, anyhow, well, Peter, you're an iconic fellow, regardless of your what people think of your politics or this, that, or the other. You were certainly an influential person in society.
If we hear nothing, we know it was done right, right?
That might be true.
Plans, right?
That might be true.
Because we don't hear about like Tom Petty, for example. We didn't hear about any aftermath of Tom Petty's death, really, right?
You know, and you know what, Ted?
Issues, right?
There's a key. There's one of the keys we talk about out at Retirement Roundtable that's coming up October 5th.
Yep.
One of the keys, folks, privacy in your estate planning is privacy.
That's right.
Privacy.
When
you
it's
know,
done right, it doesn't hit the books.
You
right?
know, you just, this is so important in today's world. And, you know, for me and for Ted and, you know, the other attorneys in the estate planning arena, when we look at what these celebrities and, well, even politicians and other business leaders, when they pass away, some of the idiotic estate planning that they have done or have not done is just unbelievable considering their wealth and how they didn't really manage it properly for the right distribution to those that they wanted it to go to. Instead, most of them have left it up to fiat, which is basically a battle. I mean, you look at some of these. We can go back to Elvis. I mean, Ted, is that one even completely settled yet? I don't know.
I don't believe so. I really don't.
You know, it's insane. Look at Michael Jackson. I mean, these are extraordinary cases, and there are, for every one of these extraordinary cases that we read about, there are thousands of us regular folks who are going through the same types of situations, and almost always due to a lack of proper planning.
Yeah.
I got through that without the pop.
That's right.
Proper planning, folks. We were raised on doing this. We want to protect our assets. We want to protect our family. And in today's world, one of the greatest protections that you can help people with is privacy.
That's right.
The last thing most of you want, most of us want, is to have our legacy drug through the mud. And that's what the press to me is today. It's the mud.
Yep.
Regardless right. what's in, it's the mud. And yep, drawing it through the mud.
Privacy is a big issue. I talk to people about this all the time when I talk to them, and they don't really realize, I don't think sometimes, Rick, when you have will-based plans, that there a lot of information leaks in through that court system. And at some point in time, perhaps if you file inventory and appraisal, they'll know the nature of the assets and where it's going. And they do very, very strange kind of manipulative, predatory things with those kind of things. So
part of what, you know, we want to help guide our clients with, teach our clients, give you awareness of such that you can address these issues within your family is the various ways of preservation of your privacy and privacy of your children and your spouse and your grandchildren. I mean, privacy of your family. I mean, many of these people we're talking about protecting their privacy are minors.
Yeah.
And, you know, the public nature of things today just doesn't go really well, it seems like. You know, yeah. Putting yourself out there is just almost like putting a target on your back for financial exploitation, and you just name it, all kinds of
yep.
things. I mean, the more you put yourself out there, the more you're going to get junk mail, the more you're going to get all of these attacks that come through the internet, over the phone, in our mail. It's pretty
yep.
ubiquitous
yep,
where everybody trying to get your money. Everybody else wants your money. And proper estate and elder planning does a great deal for doing that. Folks, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back, and your calls at 888-973-5476. That's the hotline. Get on air right now. It's live. Ask Ted. Ask Rick. 888-973-5476. We'll be right back.
One of the biggest mistakes you can make heading into retirement is not planning for the high cost of an extended healthcare situation. A lot of people assume they have enough money saved only to watch everything they've worked hard for get whittled down to nothing from the ongoing costs of a long-term care situation. Don't make this mistake. By putting a long-term care plan in place, you guarantee yourself a source of funds to pay for care when needed, and you also know you won't become a burden on your family. Do what my wife and I did. Go learn all about the new long-term care plans offered by 525 Advisors. These new plans protect your savings, protect your family, and pay your estate back if you never use them. Learn more by attending one of the upcoming classes taught by Brian Ott, who's the host of Long-Term Care Radio right here on Cairo. Brian's last class in August is this coming Monday, the 19th, in Bellevue. Seating is limited, so sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. Classes are free, and you'll even get a copy of Brian's book. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
Sometimes big events in your life all of a sudden cause you to wake up and realize you should start planning for the future. I lost my dad a little over a year ago to cancer, and I remember thinking to myself, I should probably have a will or trust. So I called Rick Gregorick. Now, the reason I called Rick Gregorick is because I've been listening to him on Cairo Radio on Sunday mornings, and the guy is an absolute expert. I sat down with him. I explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or charitable trust, real estate, taxes. It was so complicated. I was so glad I had Rick right there to walk me through the whole process. So be proactive. Take control of your life right now. Go meet with Rick Gregorick and schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show like I do, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Schedule a meeting with my estate planner, Rick Gregorick, at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
we return to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH with your host, Rick Gregorick.
He's got the bad company going.
Hey, bad company, yes. Hey, folks, we started off the show talking about our big event that's coming up October 5th. And this is the first time it's been advertised so far. We always advertise it to you, our listeners, first before it goes wide public. So you get the first opportunity to get our discounted early bird tickets. I encourage you to do so quickly. Advertising will start next week. So you're getting getting a hot tip today to hop on yourpartnerinlaw.com, get your tickets for Retirement Roundtable. It is our signature event of the year. And we're going to really be deploying our family wealth system in full bloom for this. And our family wealth system was developed around 20-some-odd years ago, and it constantly gets refined in that. And what our family wealth system is a methodology by which to review your personal situation, the inventory of people in your life, the inventory of stuff in your life, your financial assets, whether it be stocks and bonds, mutual funds, real estate, private investments, all different kinds of things, whether you're a business owner or work at Boeing or Microsoft, and really integrating it. It's really about the integration of all of the areas of your life. Remember, this is your estate plan, so we have to use your life for it. I mean, it wouldn't be any good. Ted and I are both attorneys. We actually both work in the same place. We both got some kids, and in many ways, I mean, we kind of look very similar, kind of, sort of. But then when we peel the onion back just a little bit and we want to go into, well, what does Ted want in his estate plan? What does he want for himself in his family? And how might that differ from what I want? We're both right in what we want, but we're going to approach it most likely in a different manner, but yet we're going to use the same legal tools. And this is, I think, one of the keys again, is it's not the name of the tool. I always use the example of the hammer wall. You have to go into Lowe's, the big hardware stores, and you want to go into the tool section, and you go to the guy at the counter and said, "Hi, I want to buy a hammer." Right? And he looks at you with a blank stare on his face, like, "A hammer?" Well, the obvious question is what do you want to do with this hammer? What job is this hammer going to be called upon? Is it going to be a hammer to do upholstery on a couch? Or is it going to be a hammer to knock concrete out of the ground? Right. Are we talking a 20-pound sledgehammer or a 3-ounce finishing hammer or a roofing hammer with a great big waffle head that will cut your thumb right off when you hit it? In other words, there's lots of different types of hammers. They're all hammers. But you need to pick the right hammer for the right job.
To deploy in your
Now, Ted, my dad was a contractor, and he was really good at a couple of things. One was plumbing and sweat fittings and all that, but he was also a craftsman woodmaker, a woodworker. And, he could miter a joint. And, oh, my goodness, he said, "Why use caulking? Just cut it right." everything had to be really, really perfect. So you can do that to your estate plan. You have to have the right tool, and then the tool has to be applied to the right job. So the tools we're talking about, folks, are trust, wills, powers of attorney, healthcare directives. We all need those documents. But what you must understand is that these documents can, in some cases, cause more harm than good when they're done improperly.
Yeah, or you have the wrong player.
And the documents haven't been designed for your situation. Just stop and think. I mean, how vastly different we can be in our personal attributes and how we go about things, and yet we oftentimes achieve the same results.
Yeah.
So many ways to get to the same result, and that's, kind of the beauty and the intrigue of estate planning. And that's part of what, Ted and I think enjoy about it, is it isn't routine every case. Oh, geez, the same kind. You know,
that's a misconception.
You know, another plan B. Yeah. Bring out plan B, right. Which is
press button A or press button B.
Yeah, it's like I always tell people, estate planning isn't like ordering a burger where you drive up to the clown's mouth and go, you know, burger, fries, and a shake, and you pull up to the first window and pay, and then you get your plan. Now, I think some estate planning is like that at some places.
We've all had bad burgers, haven't we?
You know, and so really beware of those. They're kind of tough. You deserve, and your family deserves proper estate planning. It will, the dividends are terrific. You know, and in some cases, we hope that you don't have all the dividends of your estate plan, because those usually come up in bad times when we're disabled or at death and things like that. Now, obviously, we're going to die, and we want to have our transition of our death smooth and things going to the right people without the onslaught of litigation or unnecessary cost. And that's a lot about what we're going to talk about. So our family wealth system that we're going to be training and teaching to at October 5th's Retirement Roundtable. Get your tickets, yourpartnerinlaw.com. We're going to be right back after this short, crass intermission.
My dad would always say the three worst words in the English language were shoulda, coulda, and woulda. So many people with retirement right around the corner or in the middle of it have the shoulda, coulda, wouldas facing them. They're not proactive. You didn't take care of the will. You didn't take care of the trust. They didn't do what was needed to do when it came to real estate and taxes. So right now, let's avoid the shoulda, coulda, wouldas and call Rick Gregorick. Rick Gregorick is my estate planner. I sat down with Rick, explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or a charitable trust, real estate or taxes. It is so complicated. You've got to rely on an expert like Rick, who is so kind and knowledgeable about all of it. So be proactive. Take control of your life now. You can schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick, my estate planner, yourpartnerinlaw.com.
One of the biggest mistakes you can make heading into retirement is not planning for the high cost of an extended healthcare situation. A lot of people assume they have enough money saved only to watch everything they've worked hard for get whittled down to nothing from the ongoing costs of a long-term care situation. Don't make this mistake. By putting a long-term care plan in place, you guarantee yourself a source of funds to pay for care when needed, and you also know you won't become a burden on your family. Do what my wife and I did. Go learn all about the new long-term care plans offered by 525 Advisors. These new plans protect your savings, protect your family, and pay your estate back if you never use them. Learn more by attending one of the upcoming classes taught by Brian Ott, who's the host of Long-Term Care Radio right here on Cairo. Brian's last class in August is this coming Monday, the 19th, in Bellevue. Seating is limited, so sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. Classes are free, and you'll even get a copy of Brian's book. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
Retirement. What does it mean to you? Has it changed as a result of today's economy? Are you worried about your future? Could there be stormy seas ahead?
Hi, this is Rick Gregorick, founder of Gregorick & Associates. We're a dedicated team of legal and tax professionals that can help you navigate your course for a secure future. Whether you're just thinking about your retirement or you're well into your retirement years, whether you're single, married, or involved in a domestic partnership, we can help you create your necessary legal and tax planning.
I am so glad I found one firm that can help me with all my legal and tax needs.
Call today for your free consultation. 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450.
You can also sign up for a partner-in-law event. Just go to yourpartnerinlaw.com and find the elder law or estate planning course that's best for you. You can register for both events by going to yourpartnerinlaw.com. yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Now back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick. On Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
Billy Idol coming at you early Sunday morning. Well, Rick, the one thing I must say I love about this event is it gives you a little snippet of the overall picture, sort of the 30,000-foot view of what we do every day and all these little things that play into estate planning. You know, private fiduciaries, and talked a little bit about what you shouldn't do and why proper planning is important to keep you out of the litigation world, and then pair that with some financing and some insurance issues and kind of give everybody a big bite, if you will, of the
well, you know, how to protect and preserve your assets, not only for yourself, but, you know, for most of us, importantly, for our children and our spouses as we pass on and our wealth passes through our hands onto the next level. There's so many things that you can do that are really, really beneficial to yourself and your family, and they're absolutely painless to do. This is the great part. None of it hurts. And so that's why Retirement Roundtable's here. It's integrated estate planning. It's something that I've preached about on the radio here for nearly 20 years. In fact, it might be just a smidgen more than 20 years at this point. And it really is about bringing all the things in your life together. Because when we talk about an estate plan, well, the very word estate is everything that you own. It's virtually everything. The clothes on your back, your investments, your life insurance, your estate plan deals with your children. So it deals with the people in your plan, the human inventory, as well as the, you know, financial inventory, and putting that together and then, you know, kind of blending that to get optimum results. That's kind of the key. Yeah. I mean, Ted, when I was in business school many years ago, there's a concept that they call sub-optimization. And that's where you may have all the right pieces or components. They're just not working together efficiently. They're not optimized. So you could have the marketing department in a company doing everything perfectly, and production is doing everything perfectly, and admin's doing everything perfectly, but they're all working towards a different set of goals and objectives, and therefore the organization suffers. And that would be suboptimal. So, you know, good leadership at the top of a company has to get all the various components and departments within that company, all the way from research and engineering and research development, all the way through, you know, quality control and production and marketing and accounting. And they got to get all those things working together. And that's what an effective leader within management does. Well, folks, you are the CEO of your life. And as such, you know, you are the one who puts together these rules and this guide, I think, is maybe even better for your family. Now, for most people, it's pretty informal. Most of you don't have a written down thing like the corporation would have. But your estate plan can bring together so many of those elements that are about you and why you care about certain things. Are you philanthropic? What might be the better ways to give to charity, where not only are they getting a better deal, but maybe you're getting a better deal. So lots and lots of things. And that's what we really want to do, is expose you to all of your options and opportunities, because it is a really enlightening meeting for most people to say, you know, we hear, you know, pretty much every time, Ted, I didn't know that. Or, oh, that's how that works. Or, yeah, I'd heard about that. I wasn't sure how that worked. Or worse yet, I thought that was only for people with $10 million or somebody for super rich. Yeah. You know, folks, estate planning is for everyone. I always say young and old, rich and poor, it's for everyone. And the thing is, you know, someone with $10 million is going to have a very different estate plan than someone with no $1 million, right?
Usually that's the case.
And yet, you know, certain personal values may be very much the same, but how we manage assets and money and things of that nature. So we really do take an integrated approach to our planning. I mean, Ted, you know, your business cards, my business cards, they don't say attorney at law. They say attorney and counselor at law. And that's because I think a great part of our job, or, you know, one of the most important jobs within the estate planning, elder law planning arena, even business planning, is that the attorney is as much a counselor, counseling through this and exploring with you your options and your opportunities. You could do your planning this way or this way or this way. You know, for the corporate guy, we're talking about LLCs versus corporations versus partnerships versus all the different taxations, the different types of asset protection. Guess what? We do exactly the same thing in your estate plan. Should we use a will? Should we use a trust? How should we do this? What should we do this? How do we combine this? Do we need a charitable trust? Do we need a retirement plan trust? Do we need an insurance trust? Well, oh boy, there's lots of trust out there, huh? And how do we put it all together and integrate it such that it's a well-oiled, smooth, efficient machine for you without being overly cumbersome and burdensome at the same time? That's always one of our backdrops yep. that all of you tell us is, I want a great estate plan, but I don't want to work real hard at it. I get that. The work is setting it up. Once it's set up, boy, the maintenance is pretty basic.
Yeah, it is.
But,
really. But you do have to maintain it, right?
Sure. It's like, it's like anything else. You know, it's not going to last forever. And folks, and that's a key thing, you know, to always bring up. If you have an older estate plan, and old in today's context, if it's over 5 years old, it needs to be reviewed. We've had so many changes in the law, so many new options and opportunities for you, but unless you do some replanning, you may or may not be able to take advantage of those. So that's always something that we want to take a look at, especially if you have older powers of attorney. They're over a couple years old. They may not be notarized or witnessed, and well, they might work. They might not work now with our new statute that requires.
But you don't want to find that out when you need to.
Hey, you don't want to find it out when it's too late. So it's much easier to take corrective action than it is to fix something and, you know, something broken. So fix it before it's broken. Hey, folks, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back in your calls. 888-973-5476. 888-973-5476. That gets you right on air to Ted and myself. We'll be right back.
Sometimes big events in your life all of a sudden cause you to wake up and realize you should start planning for the future. I lost my dad a little over a year ago to cancer, and I remember thinking to myself, I should probably have a will or trust. So I called Rick Gregorick. Now, the reason I called Rick Gregorick is because I've been listening to him on Cairo Radio on Sunday mornings, and the guy is an absolute expert. I sat down with him. I explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or charitable trust, real estate, taxes. It was so complicated. I was so glad I had Rick right there to walk me through the whole process. So be proactive. Take control of your life right now. Go meet with Rick Gregorick and schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show like I do, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Schedule a meeting with my estate planner, Rick Gregorick, at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
One of the biggest mistakes you can make heading into retirement is not planning for the high cost of an extended healthcare situation. A lot of people assume they have enough money saved only to watch everything they've worked hard for get whittled down to nothing from the ongoing costs of a long-term care situation. Don't make this mistake. By putting a long-term care plan in place, you guarantee yourself a source of funds to pay for care when needed, and you also know you won't become a burden on your family. Do what my wife and I did. Go learn all about the new long-term care plans offered by 525 Advisors. These new plans protect your savings, protect your family, and pay your estate back if you never use them. Learn more by attending one of the upcoming classes taught by Brian Ott, who's the host of Long-Term Care Radio right here on Cairo. Brian's last class in August is this coming Monday, the 19th, in Bellevue. Seating is limited, so sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. Classes are free, and you'll even get a copy of Brian's book. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
Have you ever wondered what would happen to you or your loved ones or your business if you were incapacitated tomorrow or if you died prematurely? None of us plan on it, but not addressing these issues can be catastrophic to your finances, your family, and your business. Hi, this is attorney Rick Gregorick, host of Your Partner in Law, right here on Cairo Radio every Sunday morning at 8. Elder or estate planning is necessary for all of us, regardless of our wealth or lack of wealth. So whether your estate is large or small, you simply must have a proper legal life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your business. For your free estate or elder law planning consultation, give us a call today at 425-284-3450. At Gregorick & Associates, my staff and I will take the time necessary to understand your needs and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Call us today at 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450, or go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
We return to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH with your host, Rick Gregorick.
All right, Rick, what do you think about Money for Nothing and Chicks for Free?
Wow. Well, I don't know if we can incorporate that into the estate planning necessarily.
Part of it, maybe. Part of it.
It is a goal of some, right? Money for free. That seems
money for nothing, for
you know,
sure.
Money is, for right? nothing. You know, let's think about that. Is that kind of some of the political arguments we have today?
I think so.
Money for nothing, you know. Hey, we'll give you money for nothing.
Seems to be kind of a theme these days in the
Anyhow,
world, right?
Yeah. What can I say? Strange things are going on. And you know, folks, that you know, I think it's worthy of mention. Whether you're a far left, a far right, a centrist, a big D, a little D, a big R, a little R, not much of that matters when it comes down to your personal life.
That is correct.
Not much of that matters when it comes down to who are you. You know, whether you're Ted Hansen or Peter Fonda, right? It's going to come down to what are your personal goals with your family, you know, in protecting your stuff.
Yep.
And your children and your family. I have found that most of us that have come through my office over the past 25 years, really, there's, you know, a lot of common threads of, you know, family first and, you know, just really you got to take care of each other. Otherwise, there's not much left there. So it really is important to, you know, I think within the hostile environment we have today, the political backdrop that is really incendiary, I guess, to say the least, in so many areas, that I think that almost heightens the need for planning and to come in and sit through this and be rational about it and think about your own life and your own plan and how you need to plan regardless of what the external stimuli are going to be. You know, we're going to see political swings. We see the market going up. We see the market going down. And we see these swings, and they're somewhat cyclical. And what we know is that something always evolves at the other end.
Yeah.
So, you know, if we look at the financial market and the volatility that we're having today, we're having volatility at historic highs. And we just, you know, I look last week, Ted, and, you know, one day we're down 800 points. We're down 400, up 300, something like that, down 800, then up 400.
Yeah.
So we're down about a point for the year or, you know, for the the week and that.
Got most
and
of that 800 back, though. On
it's just really it's frustrating. But what I would like to do is challenge you to keep your emotions in check, not make poor financial decisions because of this volatility, which I think is just that. It's volatility. Look at the long-term charts. Look at the S&P over the last 30, 40 years, post-World War II. Look at the, you know, how the Dow component works. Look at all your indices that have been running for 30 or 40 years. And we'll see that those indices, if we do what we call a linear regression, which is smoothing out the ups and downs, the peaks, my goodness, that upward trajectory is impressive.
It's been consistent. That's
Take
right.
a look at it. It's That's constantly right. proving. Now, what you have to do is make sure that you don't get trapped in a gap. You know, in one of those downturns, we call them little bathtub curves, market goes down, it goes along the bottom for a while, then eventually it rises back and hits new highs. We need to be cognizant of what we're doing, but not foolish.
Right.
We see an awful lot of people in today's market, when the price goes down on your stocks, you panic and sell. Folks, stop selling when the price goes down.
That's when you need to be buying.
You know, think of your stocks as a house. Rename it. My stock fund, my mutual fund, that's just a house. And I'm renting that house out. Right? So think of it that way. And you don't sell the house when the market dips. You don't go, well, geez, my house is worth $100,000 less. I better sell it right away.
Let's get out of here.
I better get out of this right away. No. You sit there and say, I got to get through this. I got to hang on to it. The market's going to come back. I want my equity back.
Yep,
do the
absolutely.
Same thing with your stocks, folks. Think about this. Think about it.
Yep, and don't be emotional about it. This is interesting too, Rick, because I set my daughter up first time with a Roth IRA this year, right? So she's got some money invested in that, and she watches it, right? So she's 19 years old, and she sees these big dips in the market, and she had this same reaction on Wednesday. She said, Dad, maybe I ought to just get out of everything and keep a cash position. I said, that's the last thing you want to do. At 19 years old, you have to learn to leave the money alone and let the market do its thing, right?
See, think of it this way, folks. When the stock market goes down and these little volatility things, look at those as a buying opportunity.
Absolutely.
Because everything's on sale.
Yes.
This is what Warren Buffett's
this
been trying to tell
do.
You.
Yes.
Look for value companies. These are value because their stock price is lower than their asset value. Mm-hmm. And when they're well-managed companies, this happens. I mean, golly, jeepers, I worked at Northrop during some very, very hard economic times for the company. The stock went down to under $9 a share. People were saying, "Come on, don't buy it. It's junk, blah, blah, blah." Well, 4 or 5 years later, that stock that was selling for $9, it was already now selling for $180. Oh, yeah. And yet the people who didn't buy or sold were just stuck guaranteeing their loss. Yes. That's what selling your stocks do. When the market goes down, is you're booking and guaranteeing your loss. And the way you really want to better manage this is through proper balancing of your account, being properly diversified. That's why you need to come learn the science of investing through Vestry and their founder, Tom Koch. And that's going to be October 5th, Retirement Roundtable. It's an event that we put on every year, law firm of Gregorick & Associates, and sponsorship with your partner-in-law right here on Cairo and KTTH. It's our signature event, and we're going to talk about all of the various areas that need to be addressed within your estate planning. Now, not all of you will need everything, but you all should know what your options and opportunities are, such that as you motor through life and things change and adapt, you're able to keep up with those changes and make sure that your estate is not negatively impacted because of something you've either done or not done. That's why we say estate planning is a process.
That's right.
It is not an event. It is a process. You begin your process, and then you maintain it. It's kind of like you buy a car. Well, you know, if you just buy that car and drive it for 10 years and don't do any maintenance on it, it's probably going to fall apart.
Yep.
It probably won't last quite 10 years. If you do your simple oil changes and then your scheduled maintenance and that, you kind of complain along the way of, this costs this, or I had to pay $600 to go in and get my car, blah, blah, blah. But you know what? That's a whole lot better than you taking it in, having never maintained it.
Right.
The guy goes, needs a new transmission.
Exactly.
That'll be $8,400.
Uh-huh.
You know, or, you know, big ticket. So, yeah. You know, it's kind of like not replacing your brakes soon enough. Pads are kind of cheap. But you now, if you wipe out the pads and you screw up the rotors, and you, now you got big money. You know,
T-bone a car because you have no brakes.
Thousands of dollars. Well, yeah, that could happen, too. It's always really challenging. Folks, it's back at Meidenbauer Center, October 5th, Retirement Roundtable, our signature event of the year. Do not miss it. Today is the first day it's being advertised for our Cairo and KTTH listeners only. So grab your early bird special tickets, and we'll see you at a Retirement Roundtable. We'll be back next week. Be safe and be happy. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick. Event info, newsletters, and Your Partner in Law podcast can all be found at yourpartnerinlaw.com. To schedule an appointment with Rick Gregorick, call 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free Partner in Law event, visit yourpartnerinlaw.com. Tune in next Sunday morning at 9 to Your Partner in Law with your host, Rick Gregorick. Simulcast on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.